when Undersecretary of Defense for Policy Douglas Fife disseminated his own intelligence analysis on Iraq in the lead-up to the war, was he acting as an advocate for war with Iraq, or was he simply presenting alternative views to the top policymakers? The Pentagon Inspector General's report says Fife's office was predisposed to trying to prove a link between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. The intelligence community's collective judgment was that that claim was dubious, and the assertion was later discredited. Nevertheless, some administration officials, including Vice President Dick Cheney, cited the alleged link in public statements before the war. Pre-war intelligence that Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction also turned out to be wrong. William Nolte, former Deputy Assistant Director for Analysis and Production at the CIA, says policymakers, in fact, should get alternative views, just as you might get a second doctor's opinion on a medical diagnosis. But he adds, there are pitfalls in doing so.
If I'm the chief executive of anything these days, or I'm the president of the United States, I've put people under me to filter information on my behalf, because I can't look at it all. And if in the end, the sense is, the guy who's supposed to be being my filter is, in his own way, an advocate to the degree that he's not giving me the other opinions. Boy, I got a real problem.
That is exactly what happened, says Acting Pentagon Inspector General Thomas Gimbel. He told the Senate Armed Services Committee there was nothing inherently illegal or unauthorized in Fife's actions. It was simply that most of what Fife was presenting, Gimbel said, was one-sided and at odds with most of what was coming from the intelligence agencies.
The counterbalance of the full picture, they didn't identify that, so they just presented what they had, and they didn't recognize that there was significant disagreement with the consensus within the intelligence community on most of the 26 points that they raised.
Lawrence Wilkerson was chief of staff to Colin Powell when Powell was Secretary of State. He saw the 48-page analysis produced by Fife's office as he prepared Secretary Powell's critical speech to the United Nations on Iraq's supposed weapons of mass destruction and its alleged links to al-Qaeda. Wilkerson says even Vice President Dick Cheney's then-chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby, likened it to a menu. After reviewing it, Wilkerson says, his team discarded it.
Well, it came over from the Vice President's office to the Secretary to me, and I took it out to the CIA with me, with my task force, and we, in the first day, discarded it entirely because it was unsupported, unsourced, and it was clear to us it was just a concoction of, Scooter Libby himself actually supposedly told the Secretary it was a Chinese menu from which you could pick and choose as you needed. Well, that's not what we needed.
Fife himself, who no longer works in government, could not be reached for comment. But the Inspector General's summary released Friday quotes him as saying that his office's actions did not constitute intelligence activities. He also told the Washington Post newspaper that he was not producing alternative intelligence assessments. Larry Wilkerson agrees that Fife's Office of Undersecretary of Defense for Policy was not doing alternative intelligence. He also agrees that the president and his aides have every right to seek other sources of information, but he says Fife's office strayed into the role of advocate.
I can understand the military's and the DOD's reluctance to accept any opinions from the CIA, but to set up an alternative community within the DOD that was not even affiliated with the military intelligence personnel, or at least not directly, as I saw it, it was an entity all unto itself, designed principally not to put together so much intelligence as to put together propaganda.
Asked about the issue, White House spokesman Dana Perino said the Bush administration has initiated reforms to ensure there is no repeat of the flawed intelligence that has haunted the U.S. venture into Iraq. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.